our goal has always been to kind of bring music into the forefront of our community here and let people know how important it is. And I think this is an amazing example.
Robbie Takak, founder of Music is Art, was among those announcing that a program known as Nursin Blues will be made available to young adults currently residing with Horizon Health Services as they battle their respective addictions. Music is Art is working in partnership with the Blues Society of Western New York on this project. Patty Parks, a nurse and local blues musician, says the use of music as therapy helps patients open up and better communicate.
And when there's an actual plan of care involved with it, it allows someone to maybe get to those deep-rooted issues that they would not be able to express. So using music as a safe vehicle of expression is non-threatening. So, you know, we can only hope, and we have heard attestations of those involved with the program, that they have felt a different way.
Music therapy may involve listening to music, playing instruments, analyzing lyrics, or even writing songs. Sheila Connors is a certified music therapist who will be working with Horizon's patients.
All the music interventions, that's music therapy talk for music activity, music exercise, we call them music interventions. All the music interventions that I create and implement have the end goal in mind.
Connors revealed she has overcome her own dependency, in her case, alcohol. She's been sober for nearly 12 years. Connors says the clients understand she's one of them. Nursin Blues was formed about 3 years ago and has already served an estimated 600 clients. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.